Welcome to the Friends of Zane Adams, aka FOSA podcast, bringing awareness of postpartum depression, suicides, and the children who are left behind. We'll be spotlighting positive outcomes from mothers as well as healthcare experts and counselors. Would you know the signs of PPD? Would you know how to help a loved one? Stay tuned. As a community, we can do more to support maternal mental wellness.
Welcome, FOSA fans, and thank you for joining in on a new FOSA podcast. This is Paulette Smith with episode 30. First, I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support and ask you, if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube podcast channel, please do it now and click on notifications to get an alert for every new episode. You're helping us grow in our effort to bring more awareness to postpartum depression, the prevention of maternal suicides, and educational support for the children who are left behind. Before beginning, I need to say a few words about triggers. This is a safe place. However, we may discuss topics that can be sensitive and may act as a trigger for some members of our audience. The content we discuss serves to provide information, education, and advocacy only. If you are experiencing an emergency, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That's 988. And if you're not experiencing an emergency, you're seeking consultation, then please check with your doctor or professional caregivers. And if you feel that your voice is still not being heard, please don't give up seeking help. Visit us online at FOSAinc.org, and we'll try to assist you in finding resources in your local area. And you're never required to provide us with any private or sensitive information. Now that many regions in the U.S. have transitioned to daylight savings time, we wanted to start a conversation related to everyday life. Every day can bring its share of stress. That can be especially true for birthing people and new moms. With anxiety creeping into both our professional and personal lives, stress can take its toll on our mind, our body, and even our spirit. As the longer days wear on, fatigue can set in, and it can be accompanied by headaches as the day's stress takes over our well-being. And sometimes we can feel like we're trapped in a cycle. Often, our only recourse appears to be reaching out for maybe a painkiller to ease the discomfort. Well, if you're pregnant, that might not be a solution. Some of us might reach for a chilled glass of wine, but that won't work for a mom or a mom who's nursing. So a soothing bath to unwind might be the answer. But in this podcast, we're going to talk extensively, as we did in our last podcast, about holistic ways to manage stress. Last month, Dr. Bill Sears advised us that getting out into nature was one of the best ways to reduce stress. But there are some other natural ways and natural choices we can make to remedy stress. One of them is by bringing some of that nature inside. So yes, we found lots of great articles listing plants that can help transform the atmosphere indoors. So now I can hear the wheels turning inside your head. You're saying, well, I don't have a green thumb. I don't think that's my thing. And believe me, I understand. After all, some of my plastic plants struggle to live. But I decided to do a deep dive and learn more about indoor plants, especially the ones that can reduce stress and anxiety. And I'm passing some of that information on to you. If you're strictly a podcast listener, I invite you to hop over to the YouTube channel so that you can see the plants as I go along. I have pictures of them. Or if you don't have time now, you can visit the FOSA blog later, where we'll post all the details about the best plants to ease stress and anxiety. As a word of caution, I'll be talking about growing plants indoors to create an atmosphere of peace and tranquility. Now, some of you, like me, may have allergies, or you may have pets or small children about. So take your time, speak with your doctor, do the research, and also speak with your local garden center. And for those of you who are interested in the transformation that certain plants can bring for a more peaceful atmosphere in your home, one that's more uplifting and serene, let's dive in. First, the Boston fern. This is a lush, feathery plant. It's a natural humidifier and can help increase indoor humidity levels, which can have a calming effect on stress and anxiety. You may already know a lot about the Boston fern. It's so popular. But did you know that NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, conducted a study on this plant, and they found it to be one of the best air purification plants around? There are others, and we're going to talk about them here, but this is one to keep at the top of your list. And an added bonus of the Boston fern is its beauty. It is reported to be non-toxic to both children and pets, but still advise you to do your research. I've also added a few tips for each of the plants that I'm going to talk about. If you don't already have one of these, you might just want to think about its versatility and its benefits. Okay? Now let's look at the spider plant and some of its attributes. The spider plant is easy to care for and it's adaptable. It's known for its ability to remove indoor air pollutants as well, and it contributes to a healthier indoor environment. It's beautiful, and it's reported to be human and pet friendly. It doesn't need a ton of light, so it's great for those rooms that don't have natural light coming in, like the bathroom, and it's an oxygen producer. So the bathroom is a good place to sit one. It looks happy when you just look at it. It's a happy plant. So it's a natural mood booster, and that means it's a stress reducer. So overall, the spider plant is versatile, beneficial. It's a great house plant to enhance indoor air quality, promote relaxation, and add natural beauty to any space. Number three, let's take a look at the aloe vera plant. So many products come from this plant. I'm sure you probably already have something in your home that has the ingredients of aloe vera in it. But some of you may not know the aloe vera has more than just healing properties. It also helps improve indoor air quality by absorbing harmful chemicals and toxins. Sometimes it's mistaken as a cactus or part of the cactus family, but aloe is not a cactus. It has its very own genus with over 500 varieties. It's actually grown for pharmaceutical purposes, and it's been reported to live for more than 100 years. So keep it in bright, indirect sunlight and enjoy, because the aloe vera is natural. It's a natural air purifier, and it can help reduce anxiety and stress by giving you fresh air to breathe. Number four on the list is the rubber plant. The rubber plant is low maintenance for busy households. Perfect. It's an indoor plant that helps purify indoor air by removing toxins, even toxins like formaldehyde, and it can create a calming ambiance in any space. It's reported to be safe for humans, but not so much for pets, so do your research there. The rubber plant is known as the humidity hero. Rubber plant trees maintain a comforting balance, or help your home maintain a comforting balance in the humidity level. Now, the NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health, they conducted a study that showed there's an important relationship between humidity levels and mental wellness. So give your rubber tree plant lots of indirect, bright light and let it bring you better air and more oxygen. Number five is my personal favorite, lavender. Of course, you see it outdoors everywhere. There's plenty of it around. But having it indoors brings benefits as well. And it has a reputation as a natural stress reducer. That's well known. It emits a calming fragrance that can help bring anxiety into check, and its delicate lacy flowers are beautiful in any decor. If you're a romantic, then you may know that the lavender plant symbolizes devotion, and that makes it a very popular plant for weddings and anniversaries. What I did not know, but learned in my research, is that there are hundreds of varieties of lavender. According to the U.S. Lavender Growers Association, yep, that's a thing, there are more than 450 varieties. I've included some care tips here in this podcast, but you'll want to research on your own and ask your local garden center for more information. On to number 6, the fun and fragrant peppermint. You know this plant is going to perk you up just by having it around you. The mint aroma is not only calming, it has those properties of calming, but it also uplifts your mood. The natural menthol relieves tension and fills you with more energy. Whether you're at home or at work, a small plant is all that's necessary. It doesn't have to take up much space, even on a desk, to bring you benefits. In the bedroom, you'll get a healthy and sound night's sleep with less anxiety and nervousness. Now, for care, you can keep your peppermint plant small, but they can grow to be quite tall, up to 3 feet, so you want to keep that in mind. Number 7 is the African violet. It has tons of benefits, starting with the ability to live long and prosper. Yes, I'm doing the Vulcan salute here, but seriously, the African violet is perfect for busy households. It's reported to be safe around humans and pets, and from my little chart here, you can see that it has many of the best qualities listed to aid in the reduction of anxiety. For care, it needs very little to bring you happiness. Oxygen, cleaner air, and a mood boost. It has everything. It's easy to propagate, and you can surround yourself with its beauty, the African violet. Last, but not at all least, is number 8, the Christmas cactus. Also reported to be safe around humans and pets, it is a beautiful plant. And you can have it in the house with very low maintenance. It's very uplifting at first sight. It doesn't need much watering or attention, and it will even bloom in the winter months. There's an article in the birdsandbloom.com website. You can look that up, Birds in Bloom. And it's reporting one family has passed down the same Christmas cactus plant for more than 145 years. Now, that's what I call longevity, okay? So check out the Christmas cactus, and don't let the name cactus mislead you into thinking it will only survive in desert conditions, because it can thrive very well in cooler temperatures. So I only placed 8 plants on my list today, but there are dozens of household plants that can help ease anxiety and stress during these longer summer days, at work and at play. Remember, you are your own best advocate. So before bringing any plants into the home, do your research and speak with your local garden center. Find all of this information that talking about today in the FASA blog at fasainc.org/blog. There are many plants that will help you calm down and put you in a positive mood. So don't let stress and anxiety disrupt your mental well-being. Don't let it harm your mental health. Okay? Until next time, this is Paulette Smith signing off. In loving memory of Christina LaShawn Thompson Adams. Bye-bye.